In Search of Zen. The search for true Dharma took Dogen to many monasteries and teachers, until it finally led him to China. Dogen was a monk in 13th century Japan who traveled far and wide in search of truth, and found the highest state of Satori in small, everyday events all his life. Even as a little child, he was no stranger to the truth of impermanence, for before he reached 10 years of age, he had lost both his parents. His mother, they say, had attained the full experience of transience and wanted her son to become a priest and follow the right way. However, she didn't live long enough to see her son grow up. As she passed away and the child's world fell apart, as a young boy, as Dogen sat by his mother's cold body and watched the incense smoke rise over the coffin, the truth of the impermanence of existence was powerfully borne home. He realized all things change. What was created once would one day be dissolved. His quest for true Dharma had now brought him to a popular temple in China. One day, while walking through the temple, he came across a gray-haired monk, bent up with age. He squatted under the scorching sun, laying mushrooms for drying. A strong bamboo stick in one hand and mushrooms in the other, he gracefully laid them out one by one. Dogen saw drops of perspiration on his brow even as his clothes got soaked in sweat. This was indeed hard work for an old man. The scene moved him deeply. "How old are you?" he inquired. "I'll be 68 this year," replied Yong. "You shouldn't be exerting so much in this heat. Why wouldn't you exchange this task with someone else?" asked Dogen, concerned. "Someone else is not me," answered the monk. "But it is too hot." The monk didn't answer. "At least rest for a while. You can do this later," Dogen persisted. And the monk stood up and spoke. "Someone else is not me, I told you. And what other time should I wait for? Don't you understand the essence of Zen?" The power of his voice sent a shiver down Dogen's spine. Dogen's quest had taken him to many masters, but no one had such an impact on him with such a simple question. The words were sharp and penetrating. Dogen immediately had the experience of Satori, for he had been jolted into the present moment right there. "I am not you. I am not others. Others are not me. So who else could experience this here but me? And when else could I experience this but now? If a young monk helped me to do the work, and if I were to stand by and watch him, then I could not have the experience of drying these mushrooms." The basis of Zen, be here and now, was manifest in the monk's actions. "I know you have come from Japan in search of best Zen practice," the monk continued. "You are intelligent and earnest, but you do not know or understand the essence of Zen." Dogen was hooked. "I am not you, and I am not others. You are not me, and neither are others me. So your experience can't be mine. I have to have my own experience. Only then can I say it's true." Dogen instantly understood the monk's words. No amount of scriptural knowledge could suffice the simple act of being present, right here, right now. And then there was the monk's second response. "What other time should I wait for?" Jung elaborated, "This moment is very important and is all that you really have. The sun is perfect for drying. The mushrooms are ready to be dried, and I am available to lay them out. We don't know when again would all this be so perfectly aligned to make this task possible. Can we even say that there is another moment apart from now?" Dogen realized that this moment is all there is. But mostly, the mind keeps fluttering back to past experiences or future worries, and one misses the brief moment that life is offering. This short exchange, the crux of being fully aware of the present moment, changed the course of Dogen's search, turned him inward, and made him feel more alive than ever. Jung guided him to his master, Zhu Qing, who initiated him. He committed himself to the strenuous Zazen practice under the master Zhu Qing's keen Dharma eye. One day, in the meditation hall, a monk sitting next to Dogen dozed off to sleep while meditating. Suddenly, Zhu Qing struck his head and roared, "In Zazen, it is essential to cast off body and mind. How would you indulge in sleeping? Just as suddenly, Dogain's whole being was set ablaze with the light of illumination. Dogain was propelled into a deep awakening of true nature. For body and mind cast off leads to the natural emptiness or void in which neither the ego nor the sense of time and space exists. In his experience, there is neither the denial nor shrinking away from duality, but a deep awakening to the transcendental non-duality from where all existence arises. Realizing oneself as the self is the realization that one is Buddha, not just in words, but as an existential truth. The dawning of this truth finished his quest for true Dharma, and Dogen went on to become the first Japanese monk to set up a Zazen practice tradition in Japan, where it continues to flourish till date.